Thank you for joining Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Josh Hummel. And Josh is here to tell us about the new Minot Coin and Bullion store. Josh has been a guest before, and we talked about coins, and I am really excited because their grand opening is this coming Saturday. And Josh, what are the hours and where is the Minot Coin and Bullion Exchange, is it?
Just Minot Coin and Bullion. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Yeah.
By the way, our physical store location is in South Broadway Plaza, which is 1809 South Broadway. It's the, as you'd mentioned before earlier, the Cenex building. It's in the lower level, Suite E. We have graphics on our windows. It's about in the middle of the office building. On the lower level. Our hours for our grand opening will be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be fully operational. We'll have all of our merchandise out on display, ready to sell, buy, answer any questions people might have. So we look forward to having some people come out and check out our new retail space.
Josh, I was looking at the Facebook the Facebook page, and I see it's a nice looking store. And when you say it's in the middle of that office complex, I know that my insurance man used to be there, and it's very easy to access. There's a door right in the middle. There's always plenty of parking, it seems like. Is that location handicap accessible as well?
It is, yep. Yeah, there's actually several handicap spaces near the entrances. I believe there's four entrances. There's also a ramp for those in wheelchairs on the east side of the building with handicap accessible parking, so they can park there and use the ramp to access the lower level.
Excellent. That's such a big thing these days. What are some of the festivities that are going to happen during your grand opening?
Well, I think the most important thing is we're actually going to have a retail space where people can come visit and view all of our merchandise at once. We've been a business in Minot since 2014, and we've only existed doing shows and appointments. And I always have people ask me, oh, where is your store? Where is your store? And I, for many, many years, have had to just remind them, well, I don't have a storefront. We only do shows and appointments. So I think, you know, at least for many of my regulars, they're excited to have a place they can come and see everything at once, because you can only bring so much merchandise to a show. It's very difficult to know what to bring, because you don't know what your customers are going to want to buy. But having everything in one place for people to view is going to be exciting. We sell anything from coins to precious metals. Gold and silver are very hot right now. Tokens, currency. We sell gold and silver jewelry. So there's a lot of different things we have, but they're all coin related. So we just look forward to seeing all our regulars. This will be probably the first time I've seen many of them since my last show, which was in early March. Because of the pandemic, four of my shows were canceled in the spring and summer. So it'll be nice to get to see those familiar faces again. I hope they can come check us out.
It is exciting, and it's exciting that something's going on with all the restrictions and so forth. Of course, North Dakota has been great, but still a lot of activities that I've enjoyed have been delayed, like you've mentioned, the shows that had to be postponed or canceled. This is exciting news, Josh. Again, back to the grand opening tomorrow, because it's Saturday and people are hearing our interview on Friday. That has specific hours, but the business is more by appointment only. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bob. To start, we're not going to have scheduled hours of operation. We will exist primarily by appointment. In time, we're hopeful that we will have some posted hours where myself will be in the store when you can just drop in and visit. But Despite our appointment-only status and the fact that we're not officially open yet, I've been incredibly busy in the store over the past 2 weeks. We actually signed a lease on July 31st, started moving in fixtures and furniture starting that day. And, you know, less than 3 weeks later, I've probably done 30 to 40 transactions in the store, not being open yet. So if that tells you anything that it was maybe needed, you know, we're just excited. We're excited to get to know new people, new clients and customers, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, and hopefully it won't be sold out before the store opens.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. I actually had several large transactions on Wednesday of this week, and I had to rush order some new merchandise and have it overnighted so I would have it here definitely in time for the grand opening on Saturday. So I think we have all our bases covered, and we're not just selling on Saturday as well. We're always buying collections, anything I mentioned earlier, coins, precious metals, tokens, currency, gold and silver jewelry. So, you know, that's a big part of our business as well, is the buying from the public as well. Gives people another option other than, you know, pawn shops or other similar businesses.
And unlike the pawn shops, you are experts in this field, and they're not always knowledgeable on the coins that people may bring in. Now, I have high praise for one of the pawn shops in town here. I've never dealt with them, but they advertise here on K-Heart, and I know they're good people. So I have some high praise for them, but again, there's nothing like talking to a specialized expert, and that's what you are in these coins.
Exactly, and I'm not here to speak bad of any business. I respect pawn shops as well, but typically an individual will get more money for their coins and precious metals from a coin dealer for the exact reasons you stated. It's our area of expertise. You know, we know the true value of it on both a wholesale and a retail level, and that fluctuates wildly, especially nowadays with what's going on in the world. Wholesale and retail prices in the precious metals, if you don't follow it daily, you could really get burnt. But having said that, you know, obviously the place like a pawn shop knows how much they can pay for your used laptop or your used TV. So, I mean, obviously we have different areas of expertise, but yeah, we encourage people to consider us if they have any coins, precious metals, gold, silver, to come check us out and get our prices before they decide to sell, because we feel we're very competitive.
And as we talked before we went on the air here, you're not like the Walmart of coin shops. You are here to help people understand what they have. You're here to educate people so that they get excited and so that they find that love for coins that you have. And I'm going to assume that that love came from your father, Don, who also is a partner in this business.
It absolutely did. And thank you for bringing that up. But yeah, my father, Don, who's my business partner in Minot Coin and Bullion, got me interested in coins as a young child. We used to go to flea markets together, and there was a coin dealer who was there, and he was always so gracious and so friendly to me. He would always let me pick out a free coin. And, you know, that allowed me to slowly build my collection and got me interested.
Well, on that free coin note, I'm going to say that I've seen that at the fairgrounds from time to time, and it certainly did thrill my kids.
Yeah.
And I think one of the coins sitting in front of us, I think that wheat penny is from that a couple of years ago, obviously not this last year, darn it. But yeah. And, you know, again, before we started, I brought out some coins to show you. And the point I want to bring up on these coins that the people can't see here is they appear unique to the uneducated coin collector, which would be myself. I've got a Kennedy half dollar here. I've got some gold-colored Susan B. Anthony dollars. I've got a myriad of quarters here of different ages and different shape. But each of those items, as you had mentioned, as unique as they may look, are all worth their face value, and that's about it.
That's correct, yeah. What I tell people is they're spendable. Don't feel bad about spending them or depositing them in the bank, but if you want to hold on to them, hold on to them. You know, like you said, they're not coins you necessarily see often in circulation, but because there's no precious metal content in them, nor are they in a very high grade or condition, they don't really have a collector value. So for most modern coins, they fall into that spendable category, despite what others may think. But like I said, they're still collectible, just not valuable beyond their face value.
And the point there again, too, is that if you have a coin that you wonder about, bring it in. Josh and Don will take a look at it and give you the straight dope on it.
That's right.
Let me ask about the current coin shortage, which I don't believe there really is one. It's hoarding or whatever. When you're dealing with coins today, is there a proper cleaning procedure? And I assume that cleaning a precious coin is a whole different ballgame than cleaning your common change that you get today.
Yeah, I guess the short answer is there is no proper way to clean a coin. You know, any coin dealer or person in the hobby has come across coins that could use a good cleaning, but what cleaning does to a coin, it changes the original surface. Whether you're using something harsh to scrub or you're using a chemical to lift material off the surface of the coin, that actually damages the coin. Is it going to hurt the value? Well, that's a difficult one to answer because there's different answers. Like you had mentioned, if it's a valuable, collectible coin, it absolutely will hurt the value of the coin. It might make it shinier, but under magnification, you're going to see the original surfaces are no longer there. It might have hairline scratches or markings on it from the chemical, or even a light scrubbing with, you know, dish soap and a paper towel can scratch and damage a coin, which hurts the value. So I encourage people, please do not clean your coins. It's only going to be a detriment to you. Having said that, there are certain coins where it's not going to matter if you clean them. Ones that are face value, certain silver and gold bullion coins that are just worth their silver and gold weight, a cleaning won't affect it.
Josh, we're already down to less than a minute. Is there a topic you want to hit real quick here?
Real quick, I just want to point out we're locally owned and operated. My father, Don, and I are lifelong Minot residents. We have over 75 years of experience in this hobby. We're just excited to meet some new clients, and we hope anybody and everybody can stop out and check out our grand opening Saturday from 9 to 3 in South Broadway Plaza, lower level.
I also wanted to bring up quick that there's no age really too young to introduce your kids into this. The sooner that they get excited about it, the more successful they're going to be, and they have a lifetime to build value to their collection. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes. It's a hobby for everybody, for any demographic, all ages, all budgets. There's coins that can be collected. So it's definitely a hobby everyone can enjoy.
Josh, thank you so much for being here today. And one more time, the grand opening is?
It's this Saturday, August 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lower level of South Broadway Plaza, that's 1809 South Broadway.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Bob.